thanks for being with us. We are going to introduce you to some very talented students that have done some great work as part of the Fairchild Challenge, a national program that fosters an interest as well as action with respect to the environment. Locally in Pittsburgh, it's Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens that makes it all happen. And you'll get a chance to meet students from three schools whose work has been honored for excellence throughout the year during this year's Fairchild Challenge.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Families can enjoy Very Eric Carle, an interactive exhibit based on the work of the beloved author and illustrator, opening today. Additional details are available at www.pittsburghkids.org.
Well, I'm surrounded by talent here. There's seven students here, and we're going to meet everybody, and then we're going to talk a school at a time as we go through. And I thought we'd just sort of move from left to right here, and I'll start with you. If you could just introduce yourself, the school you're from, your age, and if you would like to say hello to anybody, this is a great time to do it.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Marshall. I'm from Shaler, and I am 13.
Any shout-outs to anybody?
I'd like to shout-out to the Awkward Squad.
The Ox Squad.
Awkward.
Awkward. I thought maybe Ock for short. I like it. What's their mission? Is there a mission statement for the Awkward Squad?
No.
I kind of like it, but thank you for that. And who do we have next?
Hi, I'm Michaela Brining, and I'm from Shaler Area Middle School, and I'm 13.
And any shout-outs to you?
And you? I just wanted to thank my parents for helping me with this project, and that I love you, Mother.
How nice. And let's see who we have next. Hello.
Oh, hi, I'm Elisa Gabriel from Shaler Middle School, and I'm 13.
Any shout-outs from you?
I'd like to shout out to my family and friends and teachers for helping me on this project.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And next, we're going to meet two students from the Ellis School. Hello.
Hi, I'm Callista. I'm from the Ellis School, and I'm 11 years old.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Hello.
Or any shout outs?
No.
No. I like your shirt a lot. I was noticing.
Thank you.
And who are those guys?
They're from Doctor Who.
Oh, see, I'm not one of those Doctor Who nuts, so I should know that, I guess, huh? Mm-hmm. But I know a little bit about Doctor Who. I think it may suddenly or someday become something I get into. Have you been into it for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too. Or, I mean, I like the concept of it, having watched it, but... A lot of people, a lot of phone booths. I see a lot of that. Let's see who's next to you. It's Fiona, I think. Hi.
Hello, I'm Fiona Reiger. I go to the Ellis School, and I'm 11 years old.
And any shout-outs or hellos?
I would like to shout out to Miss Okanak and Miss TD for helping our class during the Fairchild Challenge.
Great. And now we also have a couple of students from Montour, and we'll start with you.
Hi, my name is Luke. I am 11 years old from Montour, and I would like to say a special thank you to our gifted coordinator, Mrs. Rose, for helping us out with the Fairchild Challenge.
Terrific. And then finally we have...
Hi, I'm Morgan Hayes, also from Montour. And another also, I'd like to shout out to our gifted teacher, Mrs. Rose, for helping us do the Fairchild Challenges.
It's great to acknowledge teachers that have made a difference. And let's go back now to Shaler. And did you all work on the same project, or did you have different projects?
It was... kind of all in the same, so there was five challenges, so you could choose which challenge to do, except for the overall challenge we all worked together.
Okay, and can you describe what you did for the overall challenge?
Well, it was the The idea for the challenge was sustainability. So we developed the idea to get the apples from our cafeteria that nobody was eating, and we dehydrated those and then sold those at our open house and then gave whatever wasn't used to dehydrate to North Hills Community Outreach.
I remember we talked about this project, and you discovered there were a lot of apples that were being wasted on a daily basis, right?
Yeah, there were a lot of apples that weren't being eaten, and we were glad that we could save them and use them for a better cause. And also for the last challenge, we also developed hydroponic machines and put them throughout our school, which was also a big project throughout our school that helped a lot with the fair challenge in general.
So what is a hydroponic machine?
Hydroponics is basically a way of growing plants using, instead of a medium like dirt or soil, you use water and nutrients to grow the plants in a continuous cycle.
Do you guys have any questions about what they did? Because it's got to be kind of interesting. There's people in other schools doing the same thing you are. Have you done any hydroponics, or do you have questions about, like, do you think there's fruit wasted in your school too? That I see some nodding heads. What do you think?
Yeah, lots of the days out lunch, I go back to the cafeteria when I'm passing it to go up the stairs back to my classroom, and I see all these different fruits, lonely, I'd say, in the cafeteria.
That's Morgan mentioning that. And do you think there might, maybe they, you could learn from what they did at Shaler to try to recycle the fruit. So how do you collect it, cut it up, and then dry it?
We actually made what we call the apple box, and it was a big red box with a sort of like a paper mache apple on top, and it had to shoot, and you put the apple down that, and then we cut them up and used our school's dehydrators and made a giant batch of apple chips.
That's such a great way to do it. Now, have you grown much hydroponically that you're actually using or harvesting yet?
Yes. We were growing herbs in our hydroponic machines, and towards the end of the school year, we grew enough herbs that we could use it in our school cafeteria, and we actually got to use parsley and basil on our mac and cheese one day for lunch.
That's awesome. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah, it's good to be able to do that. Do you think you'll keep that up over the summer as well?
Or? We took down the systems for the summer, but it's going to be something we continue every year. So next year, as soon as we go back to school, we're going to start it again so we can grow more plants and hopefully use it in our cafeteria again.
Now, it's counterintuitive. We talked about this a little bit when you were here earlier in the year. I think it's counterintuitive that hydroponics would be a better usage of water, but it is, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to growing plants in soil. Can you explain that?
Since you don't have to water the plants over and over again, and it's a continuous cycle of water, you're saving water in general, and it makes it more sustainable for the environment, and it also grows plants. That's another plus. So you're not really wasting water. You're more of just having a continuous flow of the same.
Another thing that we were looking into was, what do you do with the water when you have to replace it? We figured out that you can pour the nutrient-rich water into regular plants and they'll grow because of all the nutrients that's in them.
Interesting. So the water, as you recycle it or you find you have to use it, you can just use it with other plants that maybe are a little, can tolerate different mixes of water better than the herbs you're growing.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. I hope when you start this up again in the fall that we can maybe come out and actually see them and talk with you more. What other herbs did you grow? You mentioned basil.
We grew a lot of different plants. We grew basil, parsley, cilantro, kale. We also grew lettuce, which did really well. And that's it.
Well, that's a lot.
And also towards the end of the year, with the kale that we had harvested from the hydroponic, we also dehydrated the kale in the dehydrator, and that is what we used for the mac and cheese in lunches.
That's just incredible. How is dehydrated kale? Is it crispy, or what's it like?
It's kind of like just a regular herb because we chopped it up really small and dried it.
Because kale is really good for you, but I think you have to be creative and try to figure out how to use it. What a great project. Do you want to acknowledge the teachers that help support you?
We want to thank Dr. Gerlach a lot because she is the gifted educator, and she helped us a lot, and she helped us grow through this project, and she introduced us to saving and saving water and sustainability, and she really helped us spearhead this idea. So thank you, Dr. Gerlach.
Thanks. Anything else you'd like to say on behalf of Shaler?
We'd like to thank the teachers who housed the hydroponics machine half the year, because they had no clue what was going on. We had made an information book for them.
Oh, how nice.
And they read it all.
And do you want to mention any of them by name?
Mr. Regal.
Mrs. Millard in the library.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I want to mention really briefly is this hydroponic and apple project was the big project that we did, but there's a lot of other projects in the beginning of the year for FIPS that students also won. There was an art project that two students at Shaler got first for. They tied for first, Emily and Richard, and we just wanted to congratulate them and let them know about that. Then there were some other projects that we did throughout the year, but the hydroponic and the apple project was pretty much the main project that helped us most with the Fairchild Challenge.
And you can learn more about, if you go to Fairchild Challenge at FIPS.org, there's a lot of information, sort of a blog that goes through everything that's happened throughout. Let's talk to our girls from the Ellis School next, and then we'll finish up with Montour. Here we have Calista and Fiona. And tell us a little bit about the Fairchild Challenge at Ellis.
So the Fairchild The Fairchild Challenge, we did five different challenges. We did a play skit music video thing where we found two songs and we changed the lyrics. So it was about Wangari Maathai. You know, the Wangari Maathai was an African-American lady who saved trees, and we wrote a song about her, and multiple students, we drew pictures, we had the kindergarten students dance around with us, and it was really fun.
That sounds great, and it's great that you got younger kids involved to learn about her. And so you sort of took an existing song and wrote new words to it. Cool. What were some of the other things you did?
So there was like a poem contest, and one of our students, Elsa Tonkin-Wise, won first place for that. I don't remember what her poem was called.
Who was the student?
Elsa Tonkin-Wise.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch her name. And what were some of the other activities?
There was a drawing challenge, and you were supposed to draw a picture relating to the relationship between humans and, no, plants and pollinators. And we drew a picture of a hummingbird and a daffodil. And Elsa Tonkin-Wise also did a really good job on that challenge.
And this one, I remember learning about this challenge earlier, and I learned a lot from this, is that plants and pollinators are sort of matched to one another, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And can you explain what you learned from that, or how that actually works?
We learned about pollen, and, you know, we didn't know that bats were actually pollinators, which that was really cool.
I didn't either.
And hummingbirds, too. And
then your typical, like, bees and butterflies, which most people know about that are
Most people really don't like bees very much, but they're really important. They help the flowers, and
they also make up a fraction of the food that we eat every day.
Yeah, we have ground bees in our yard now. Did you learn about ground bees at all? They actually live in the soil, and they're fine. You know, I was nervous about them, but when I researched them, I was, you know, leave them alone. They're good. They are trying to help. Are there any teachers you'd like to thank that helped?
Thanks to Miss Okanak and Miss TD and Miss Deal for helping us.
Yeah, they were really big help.
And what was the project you think you enjoyed the best out of the ones you worked on?
Probably the plants and pollinators drawing.
I like the photography challenge the most, where you had to take pictures of food and edible plants and their relationship with humans, and it was really interesting, and there were a lot of good photos taken by students.
And did you take some too?
Yeah.
We all had to participate in each challenge.
Yeah, I'll bet there's a lot to learn as you do that. Well, thank you to both of you. And we're going to come back and talk with each of you one more time, too. Let's go to Montour next. You can just pivot that microphone over so we can be sure that we can hear you well. And our students from Montour are Luke and Morgan. Tell me a little bit about the projects that were your highlights from the year.
Well, there were five. There was one where our school made a parody of
Taylor Swift's Blank Space.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the song. To fit it to Rachel Carson's Life and Accomplishments. I played John F. Kennedy and you played a chemical
mad
scientist.
Yes, it was probably my favorite out of all five.
You were a mad scientist?
Yes.
And you were
John F.
President Kennedy. Interesting. What other projects did you do?
Our school also did the photography challenge, in which one of our students, I think, came in third or second place in the Fairchild challenge. And we also did the drawing. Who was it? Was
Olivia and McKenna. They placed, I don't know.
I think it was like third or second. I can't remember. But we also took turns recycling pounds of paper to a paper recycling bin that would, instead of being shoved into a landfill, would turn into something new and bring funds to our school.
And there was also one challenge that we did first with the whole entire school, where we basically had to record all of the electronic devices that we use for a day and then stop using them the next day and write a poem or an essay on it about how we felt. And
did you all do that challenge? Does anybody, I'm glad you brought that up, Morgan. Anybody have any reflections on what it was like to go without technology for a day? I think I would find it really hard. Just we'll get you a little closer to the mic, Fiona. And what was it like?
Some students thought it was complete and utter torture. But if you found something to do, like read, go outside, write a poem, it was really, really cool, because with devices, it felt like you didn't have any time at all. But it felt like hours and hours more without the devices. So it was really cool.
Any other observations from any of you on doing that?
Without technology, you can notice so much more in the surrounding world. Like odd looking wildlife and pretty much everything.
That's a very good observation, Luke. Any others? None? I have a surprise caller here. I think you'll, let's see if you can, who can recognize this voice. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, the smiles came right to the students of Shaler. Hello. Is this Dr. Gerlach?
Yes, hi. How are you?
And Dr. Gerlach, do you have any questions or anything you'd like to say to the students? I'm sure you want to congratulate those from your school, but also all the students.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Well, I just appreciate you having everybody on there today to talk about all of their hard work all year, and especially wanted to thank Michaela and Lisa and Kelly for being there to represent Shaler, and all three of the gals worked very, very hard. They were very, very dedicated and diligent in completing these challenges, and this year we really had to step it up. FIPS had some really interesting things to offer to the children, and also good opportunity for them to research things that they had never been exposed to before. So we were just glad to be part of the whole gamut of challenges that we had to complete. But these scales in particular were very structured and planned everything well for a very large scale school-wide project. So I'm very proud of all the work that they have done.
Well, I'm glad you were able to call and share your congratulations with us. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
I hope you have a good day today.
Thanks.
Okay, take care.
So, does anybody want to talk about summer at all and what you're going to be doing this summer? Any special plans for any of you, camps or trips? Go ahead, just jump in.
Well, Michaela, Kelsey, and I are actually next week participating in our school district STEAM camp. So it integrates science, technology, engineering, art, and math, and that will be just a couple hours each morning.
That sounds great. You must be looking forward to that. What about you two? Anything special happening, Luke? Nothing big?
Well, I am taking a nice week off at beach in Bethany Beach, Delaware.
I love Bethany Beach. Have you been there before?
Yes, I go there every year.
It's a nice place to go. What about you, Morgan? Any travel or any classes?
I'm going down to Deep Creek Lake in Maryland for the week of the 4th of July with a bunch of my relatives to basically spend a week of vacation down there.
Sounds good. A lot of nature and environment to look at there, too. And let's check with Fiona and Callista. Or anything, let's get a mic over to you. Anything special happening for you this summer?
The two of us each summer go down to New Jersey,
Long Beach Island, mm-hmm. with our friend Duncan and Scarlett.
And we go swimming, and we find all sorts of really interesting fish. And we once found a glowing jellyfish on the beach, which was really cool.
Glad you think it's cool.
Yeah.
I'd be scared. Well, thank you and congratulations to all of you. Did any of you have something that you meant to say that you maybe forgot? You guys are all pros at this point. Thank you and congratulations on a great success as part of the Fairchild Challenge to each of you. Our schools, Montour, Shaler, and the Ellis School represented today.